This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sri Lankan authorities tightened coronavirus restrictions Friday as reports emerged of COVID patients dying while awaiting admission to overcrowded hospitals. The government said state ceremonies and public gatherings were banned until September 1st because of the growing health crisis. Public servants had earlier been asked to return to work beginning Monday, but that order has now been revoked, and bosses have been told to decide who should report for duty on site. The fresh curbs come after the number of coronavirus deaths and infections in the last week doubled from a month ago. A Sri Lankan television anchor shared images online of a state-run hospital that showed three patients sharing a single bed. She said two patients died in front of her, and overworked staff were treating people under trees as the hospital could not cope with the influx, comparing it to what was reported in India a few months ago, where people died outside overcrowded hospitals. Other posts on social media show bodies piling up at two hospitals outside the capital. Sri Lanka eased COVID restrictions last month as the government stepped up a vaccination rollout. Thousands of people fled wildfires burning out of control in Greece and Turkey on Friday as a protracted heat wave turned forests into tinderboxes and flames threatened populated areas, power plants, and historic sites. On a Greek island, Evia, the Coast Guard mounted a major operation to evacuate hundreds of people by sea using patrol boats as well as fishing and private vessels to rescue residents and vacationers from encroaching flames overnight and into Friday. A Coast Guard spokesman told state broadcaster ERT that 653 people had to be evacuated from beaches after all other means of escape were cut off by the fires. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Iranian-backed Lebanon